coming. Caught in a rat race, terminally. I'm a professional cynic, but my heart's not in it. I'm paying the price of living life at the limit. Caught up in a centuries, anxiety. Yes, it preys on him. Watching afternoon repeats and the food he eats in the country. He takes a manner of pills and piles up analyst bills in the country. Oh, it's like an animal farm, that's a rural charm in the country. He's got morning glory and life's a different story. Everything's going jack and jory. In touch with his own mortality. It's a helping hand that makes you feel good as you're blind. Oh, it's a century's remedy. But the things that haunt start trying simple. Lives in a house, a very big house in the country. He's got a fog in his chest, so he needs a lot of rest in the country. He doesn't drink, smoke, laugh, takes herbal baths in the country. Yes, she comes to no harm on the animal farm in the country. In the country. In the country.
Hello. Hi. This is Bronwyn, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm so excited to be back in the station right now. You just heard Country House by Blur, which is the title of my show for this semester. I was studying abroad in London this fall. No way! So this whole episode is going to be all British music, British artists. Britpop, I'm hoping to continue some of that throughout the rest of the semester, but definitely this episode will be exclusively British music. I loved listening to WMFO this fall when I was in London. I would literally tune in to all my friends' shows from London. I know right there, or right now in London, it's probably, I think it's like 11 p.m., so maybe some of my friends are listening. If you are, so excited that you're here. Maybe even listeners from Scotland. Country House Global, okay? So this next song I'm going to play is called Daydream by Hearing Aid Beige. And hope you enjoy. I'll be back.
Thank you. is the good life in the country. Looking for driftwood at the local beach, and we take our time.
Have you seen the old man in the closed down market, kicking up the paper with his worn out shoes? In his eyes you see no pride, and held loosely at his side. Yesterday's paper telling yesterday's news. So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old girl who walks the streets of London? Dirt in her hair and her clothes in rags. She's no time for talking, she just keeps right on walking, carrying her home in two carrier bags. So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind. All-night cafe at a quarter past 11. Same old man sitting there on his own, looking at the world over the rim of his teacup. Each tea lasts an hour and he wanders home alone. So how can you tell me you're lonely? Don't say for you that the sun don't shine. Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old man outside the seaman's mission? Memory fading with the metal ribbons that he wears. In our winter city, the rain cries a little pity for one more forgotten hero and a world that doesn't care. So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind.
So you just heard Streets of London by Ralph McTell. I remember my friend Andrew played that song on the radio last spring, and at that point I knew I was going to London, but I hadn't been yet. And I was like so excited when he played that song, just thinking about being there. So I was in London this summer and then again this fall. So a good chunk of my year was spent there. And obviously, of course, I listen to a lot of music, so I have a lot to catch up on. So I'm gonna start the next bit of the show with a few songs that I was really listening to a lot this summer. And I had a playlist this summer called Summer Solstice in Hyde Park, because it was summer solstice, I think, like, the first week I got there, and I was spending a lot of time in Hyde Park. Very creative title. And I made a playlist of a lot of music I was listening to at the time, and the next few songs are on that playlist. And then other notable feature of this summer was that I was there for the hottest day on record in the UK, which was definitely an interesting experience because the UK is like very much not set up for extreme heat. And then also on the flip side of that, being there this fall, they're not really set up for cold either. I was like so cold everywhere I went this fall because the heating is just awful. And then in the summer when it was the hottest day of the year, like there was no AC anywhere to be found in London. I remember I was living in a house that had multiple stories, and a lot of houses in London also have like below ground kitchens and below ground stories, and that was the coolest floor of the house. So I was just sitting down there with a fan on this like extremely hot day, just sweating so much. But I'm excited to play these next three songs because they're definitely going to remind me of that era. And I hope you enjoy them too. So the first song I'm going to play is Summertime by the Sundays.
Voices I said, there's no time for looking down. Only found a world.
So that was Sail of the Century by Sleeper. I was like absolutely addicted to that song over the summer. When I was walking through London and just like exploring this summer, I had that song on repeat in my AirPods. I don't know what about it, but it was very catchy to me at the time. Okay, so very excited to announce that I've received a request. I would love to be able to receive more requests, but I don't know how to pick up the phone, so hopefully somebody can teach me that at some point this semester. But I got a request over text. This was a song I was considering playing anyways, so I'm glad that my neighbor and friend Mike has requested it. So the next song I'm going to play is London Calling by The Clash.
Boys and girls, London calling. Now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania is bitten the dust. London calling. See, we ain't got no swing except for the rain and the truncheon thing. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is good thin. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. The imitation zone. Forget it, brother. You can go in alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't wanna shout. But while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see, we ain't got no hide. Except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice is coming. The sun's zooming in, engines stop running, the wheat is going thick, a nuclear error. But I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning.
Came in close. imagination, just out to trust imagination. My heart going boom, boom, boom. Son, he said, grab your things, I'm gonna take you home. To keep in silence, I resigned. My friends would think I was a nut, turning water into wine.
So that was Salisbury Hill by Peter Gabriel, and before that was London Calling by The Clash. So a lot of the songs I just played were like my top hits of the summer in London. And then I was back home in Massachusetts / Canada for August, and then I actually went back for the fall. So the fall in London was a very different vibe from the summer. No more extreme heat. Heat wave, but it was so beautiful. The parks are just like so beautiful and pleasant to walk through in September, October, November. Lots of English breakfast tea, of course. This fall was especially insane to be there for because the Queen passed away like a week before I got there, so I missed all the funeral stuff, but the parks were filled with flowers and there's definitely a feeling in London that like this big event had just happened. And then of course all the Prime Minister drama as well. So very eventful time to be arriving there. And also just very lovely time of year to be spending a lot of time walking around. So with that being said, I'm now going to transition to a lot of the songs that I was listening to this fall. Still British artists, still lots of Britpop, but kind of different era of my London saga. So this next song, a classic, can't have a London show without this song. So here we go.
Mm-hmm. better place to play. You said that you've never been, but all the things that you've seen slowly fade away. So I start a revolution from my bed, 'cause you said the brains I had.
Yeah. something I used to do. Convince me they are better for me and you. We met by a trick of fate. French Navy, my sailor, I was.
So, you just heard, sorry, one sec, Don't Look Back at Anger by Oasis, followed by French Navy by Camera Obscura, both fantastic songs that I love very much. Slight disclaimer, there are two British artists that I love so, so, so much that I just could not find room for in today's show, so I wanted to do a quick honorable mention to both Belle and Sebastian and the Beatles, because I don't really have enough time in my show today to play either of them, but I love both Belle and Sebastian and the Beatles. So if you continue listening to my show this semester, Monday nights at 6 p.m., you'll definitely be hearing more Belle and Sebastian and the Beatles, but unfortunately just couldn't find a way to fit them in this week. Okay, I have two more songs that remind me of this fall, and then just some general British songs. So the next one I'm going to play is Waterloo Sunset by The Kinks.
Friends, says he's there when I turn the light off and turn over. Nobody knows about my man. They think he's lost on some horizon, and suddenly I find myself listening to a man I never known before, telling me about the sea.
Hi, I'm back. Thank you so much to everyone who's made it this far into my show. I really appreciate it. It's so fun for me to do this every week. I have a lot of fun doing it on my own, but it's really nice of people to listen and text me that they're listening as well. Sadly, I only have 2 minutes or 10 minutes left, so I'm gonna play two more songs. But before that, I have to, of course, do the obligatory PSA. So this PSA I'm especially excited about because my room in my house is freezing cold, and I always thought that I was just gonna have to deal with that. Having a room in the front of the house meant lots of natural light, but also not as connected to the heating system. But this winter break, I discovered that you can use a space heater and you just plug it in and it heats up your room, and you don't even have to do anything. It's so simple. So with that being said, I'm going to read the space heater safety tips PSA. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Okay, I gotta get into the songs. I only have 9 minutes left, and I have two songs I really want to play. Stay tuned, because the last song, I'm willing to say, is my favorite British song of all time. So I'm going to play one more song, and the song after that will be fave of all time. So if you want to know what that is, you should keep listening.
I wish you gave me a reason that you were better at leaving. That you got your kicks from seeing me low. I always let the good ones go. Don't want the kisses unless they're bitter. I'm hooked on touching.
Okay, that was Good Ones by Charlie XCX. I love Charlie XCX. If I was allowed to play explicit music, I would totally play Welcome to My Island remix that she just released, but unfortunately, I'm not allowed because it has a swear word in it. Maybe I'll play it on one of my friend shows who's later in the evening when swear words are allowed. Okay, thank you so much for listening. This is Bronwyn, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And this last song is my favorite British song of all time. This is Common People by Pulp.
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. In that case, I'll have room with Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. Or what else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling yet. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people. You wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand.
Come out in the bath. We will never understand.